Al, Detroit stayed at number 21 and took Jared Davis, a linebacker out of Florida. That's an area of need for the Lions, isn't it, linebacker?
It certainly is. When you talk about this defense last year, Scott, it was one that started off a bit slow in the Lions' defense. It's a defense that did get better as the weeks rolled along. But there was a glaring need, and it has been a glaring need when you discuss this secondary for at least the last 3 years. So linebacker was certainly a need for this squad. And you look at Bob Quinn's comments, Scott, concerning this pick of Jared. And, you know, what they heard a lot about Jared Davis was character. And I found that interesting because if you look at the flip side of things, Reuben Foster, out of linebacker out of Alabama, he was there possibly for the Lions to pick up. Now, we all know the drama surrounding around Foster with the diluted drug test, and that raised a lot of questions and raised a lot of eyebrows. But character was something that was very high when you discussed Davis. And, I mean, this kid had the numbers to back it up, Scott. He had a very impressive outing when he was at Florida, total 158 tackles in two seasons as a starter. Missed four games last year with a high ankle sprain, but it was just a sprain. I think this kid has a tremendous upside, and I think he can immediately be impact player for this team next season. And that's the type of players that Bob Quinn wants. He said that in this year's draft, he wants to pick up players, Scott, that can immediately make an impact with the Lions team.
Three teams made trades to move up earlier into the first round so they could pick quarterbacks. Did that mean that some solid defensive players fell a little lower in the first round? Is that part of why Jared Davis was still there for the Lions at 21?
Oh, for sure. And you know, you look at a lot of what a lot of draft experts predicted when discussing this year's draft. I mean, they said that the first two rounds are going to be very defensive oriented. There's going to be a lot of defensive talent there. And, you know, you look at this for the Lions, this is great for them because, again, it's a defense that could have been a lot better last season. And moving forward now, you know, especially in round two, there are a lot of names. And actually, you know, I'm looking here, there's about 17 to 25 names that really come in and impact the Lions defensively if they, of course, fall for the Lions in that second round. But, you know, there's a lot of needs for this team, though, too, Scott. That's what makes this year's draft so interesting because not only was defense a big question mark for the team last year, but the Lions could use a little offensive moxie, if you ask me, as well. I mean, we talk about wide receiver, tight end, and running back. So I think they will stick with defense in round two, but I wouldn't be surprised if they find somebody 60 on that board in round two. Offensive-wise, they may shock some people with that.
And you've brought up a few areas where the Lions might take a different direction in rounds 3 through 7, too.
Right. Oh, certainly. And, you know, just to throw out a few names, Scott, names that I've been high on before the draft even started. I mean, defensive end Jordan Willis from Kansas State. He had a great outing last season for KSU. Defensive lineman Marcus Walker out of Florida State. Even defensive tackle Chris Wormley out of Michigan. I mean, there's a lot of defensive talent out there that can really help the Lions, not only in that linebacker core, the corner core, but also right there on that defensive line.
MSU defensive lineman Malik McDowell was not a first-round draft choice. Why do you think that was?
Well, I tell you what, Scott, we kind of highlighted this on Current Sports as well. He did not perform great in his interviews. And you just kept hearing that, you know, come up left and right. I mean, you go back to what a lot of anonymous sources said when he was a player at Michigan State, and he wasn't the best teammate. I kept hearing that left and right. But, you know, so that's why when he came into those interviews at the NFL Combine out in Indianapolis, Indiana, they wanted to see how this kid was going to interview. He did not knock it out the park. Now, even though I think he's going to be a great talent in the NFL, he's got all the intangibles there to be a great player. Again, the interview process is a big part of your draft stock. And Malik McDowell just simply, he kind of fumbled on that side of things.
Al Martin hosts Current Sports on WKAR. He's in New York City for a conference. Glad to talk with you by phone about the NFL Draft's first round. Al, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.